A deadly storm system's creating emotional trauma. A ministry is sharing how it's using media in the Great Commission. And believers are helping widows help themselves. We'll explain how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Round two in the deadly storms hitting the United States southern region. Now the death toll stands at 30, but that could change in the cleanup. For some of the survivors, the last couple of days have been nightmarish. Reach Global's Mark Lewis explains.
It's almost 3 years ago that many of these same areas were impacted by tornadoes as well. So just the emotional stress on people reliving memories.
In fact, in at least one area, repairs to homes destroyed in 2011 were completed last week. They have assessment teams on the ground, but the believers in the area are already helping.
The beauty is really when the body of Christ rises up and neighbors start helping neighbors, and that's the most effective response in any circumstance.
Because they focus on spiritual and physical recovery, Reach Global is there for the long haul. You can help even if you can't be there. Look for the links at our website.
As time goes on, the number of local volunteers generally declines. So then folks from out of the area come in and they can have a significant impact.
Next, 3 weeks ago, China's government-approved church thought it had reached a compromise with local authorities in Wenzhou. Open Doors reported an agreement was reached to save the Sanjiang church building, which had been built too large. However, late Monday, reports from the Daily Telegraph emerged indicating that the massive worship building had been completely demolished. The story is still unfolding. We'll keep you updated as we get the details. This is Mission Network News. Today, there are about 2,600 language groups who still don't have written script. They're oral learners. They rely on storytelling, not only to learn, but to communicate. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles is part of the orality evangelism movement.
It has to do with the people who can't, don't, or won't read, or prefer to learn by means other than written instruction or print-based media. We know that about 70% of the world's population, 5.7 billion people would be considered oral learners.
Even people in first world nations are using it to share Christ.
Behavior change happens better with oral methods than highly literate Western style approach.
Living Water International has 6 sessions already scheduled. Wiles says outreach leaders are catching the vision.
Once they go through the training, they realize that it's universal in its application. So it'll work in our churches right here in the United States just like it works in other parts of the world.
Our website has a link to the conference schedule. In other news, media often gets a bad reputation. Many believers feel TV and the internet are places where evil thrives. But Tassos Ioannidis of AMG International says they're using media to save people from sin.
Only heaven will show how many people have been touched through media. God is using it in amazing ways.
It all started 60 years ago when AMG began publishing gospel messages in newspapers and magazines. While they use more modern methods like social media for today's ministry, the message and impact are still the same.
We have seen a lot of church growth in many countries around the world through media. It is a great cost-effective way to put the gospel message in places that you cannot access otherwise.
Get the full report and help support AMG at our website.
Pray that the Lord will keep the doors open so that we will continue to use media for the glory of God.
And 30 years of civil war in Central Asia have killed many men, leaving behind a large number of widows and children. Local rulers won't let widows work outside their homes. As a result, they're struggling to survive. But Baptist Global Response Partners are helping 100 widows through a new training program. They'll teach women how to read and sew to support their families. Pray widows find new hope through Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get children to understand the needs around the world and have a missions heart? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get your free copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828. Today's your last day. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.